Proverbs in chapter number 30. We're kind of ending our study in the book of Proverbs, kind of like we began, where we were taking sections and small portions at a time, and then we kind of sped up through the middle and hit some verses here and there. But here towards the end, the content really kind of changes in the layout of the book of Proverbs, and so we're going to kind of go that route again. We're going to kind of slow down and take some of these sections and spend a little more time on them. We're looking here in chapter number 30. If you look down in verse number 10 is where we're going to begin our reading tonight. In verse number 10, it kind of takes a different tone in chapter number or verse number 10, where before it was really giving us the heart of this man, Agur. And last time we were in Proverbs, we talked about the prayer of a wise man and how he really just said, "Lord, help me to be content with what you've given me. God, help me to be content." And now we're going to see in verse number 10 where it's going to show us some actions and some attitudes or some behavior that the Lord hates, that the Lord is against. Look here in verse number 10, and really going to use 10 as a transition to get to verse number 11 down through 14. It says in verse number 10, "Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee and thou be found guilty." Basically saying this, that if it's not your employee or you're not the boss, then you better be careful about what you say about them. Basically saying, don't go accusing a fellow worker or a fellow servant to the boss, because it's going to come back to haunt you. God's going to hold you responsible. Basically saying this, that gossip in the workplace, that gossip in the corporate world, at school, that kind of stuff, he says the Lord's not in that. He doesn't like that. Now look in verse number 11, and you'll see the repeated pattern here in verse number 11. It says, "There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men." Now, we could take each one of those verses 11 down through 14 and put them all together, but in studying, I realized that's going to be a very long message if we did that. And so what I want to do, I believe the Lord wants us to do, is just to focus on these individually. So tonight, go back to verse number 11. This is what I want us to focus on this evening. "There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother." Listen, this is a truth needed in our world today and in our time. Because this is God's heart we're talking about. Title of the message is this: the unfiltered truth. The unfiltered truth, and I hope we'll get to the meaning of that in this passage, in this text. All right, let's pray one more time, ask the Lord to bless His word, and then we'll get into this passage. Heavenly Father, Lord, we consider Your word tonight that is not the mere words of men and not the opinion of man, but God, this is Your holy, inspired, preserved word that we consider tonight. And so, Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would use this in our hearts, Lord, to be a gauge, to be a mirror, to, Lord, expose our own heart and our devotion to You through this verse. Lord, help us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. All right, let everybody get settled in. Filters. I know people that speak without them. They have no filter. Some of you in here would know this name, Jude Buffington. Some of you have no idea who that is. But whenever I think of somebody with no filter, that's who comes to mind. One of those guys that just kind of says whatever comes to his mind. Filters. Listen, filters can be good. However, I think of a cell phone. There's a lot of filters that people use on cell phones. Listen, there's filters that at a click of a button, it can change your eye color. There's filters that can change your hairstyle or make you bald or make you have hair if you are bald. And there are filters that can remove wrinkles from your face, filters that will help you look younger, or filters that will make you look older if you so desire. Listen, filters are a neat thing, but what can happen is people can get used to filters. Listen, we always want to put the best spin on ourselves, right? We want to look and maybe tweak this. I used to call it back in the day, Photoshop, right? You're going to Photoshop this picture to remove blemishes or to remove imperfections to make you look the best. But the problem is that's not the real you. It's not the real real person. It's a filtered impression of that person. And listen, we are very good at filtering in our lives the bad stuff out to make us look the best that we possibly can. Even spiritually, that what we can do is we can deep down know that everything's not right between us and God. Know that there's a problem, but what we're good at is filtering that to put the best spin on it so that our conscience is appeased. Well, yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure I don't read my Bible. Sure, I don't have any real meaningful time with God. I don't have a good relationship, but hey, I go to church when I can. I do things when I can. Listen, we're good at trying to make ourselves appear more spiritually, unblemished, if you will, to filter ourselves a little bit. But what I love about the Word of God is the Word of God, it not only acts as a filter in our life, but what it does is it filters out all the pretense in our life, all of the pretend, all the fake that we have, and it leaves us with a clean and pure picture of ourselves, whether good or bad. And listen, here's what we need to remember when we consider the Word of God, when we read the Bible. We need to look at the Bible, and really, it's going to help us if we consider three things when we study the Word of God. Number one, what is this telling me about God? What does this passage, what is this revealing about the heart of God, the character of God, the nature of God, what He values, what He loves, what He hates? What is this telling me about God? But we also need to consider this. What is this passage telling me about myself? What is it helping me to understand and to see about my own heart that maybe I'm trying to overlook? Or maybe I'm trying to put the best spin on. But then number three is this. What is my responsibility to those revelations? Now that I understand what this passage is telling me about God, when I understand what a passage is telling me about myself, what's my responsibility? What am I supposed to do with that information? How am I supposed to apply that? Well, so when we look at this passage, these verses 11 down through verse number 14, it's giving us a picture, and honestly, the rest of this passage, it's giving us a picture of some things that God will condemn or does condemn. Some things that God judges. And listen, our nature and a lot of the modern popular Christianity out there doesn't like to view God or think of God as someone who judges. But the Bible makes it clear, He is the judge of all the earth. That He is the judge not just of our actions, but of the thoughts and intents of our heart. That He sees what we think, and we will stand accountable. The Bible says this, that we will stand before God, and that we will give an account for every idle word that we speak. Every idle word, every just empty word, every just nonsense thing that we say. If He said, listen, we're going to stand before God and give an account to it. And we're going to find in this passage that there are some things that God is concerned about. Why? Because it reflects His character and His nature. Listen, look here in this passage. Let's read it again in verse number 11. It says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Listen, there is an epidemic in our culture and our society today of disrespect towards authority and disrespect, particularly even towards parents. I mean, you think of TV shows that are out there today that are popular, things like The Simpsons, things like Family Guy. Listen, those are shows that tout on the humor, and they make fun of, and they try to demean authority and parents that are out there. I mean, there's all kinds of modern sitcoms that are focused and depict parents as the clueless, bumbling, out of touch, out of sync, don't really understand, and always portraying the children as the smart ones and as the ones that really have it all figured out. They're the ones that are more capable. And it justifies even the children and the young people ignoring their parental authorities and justify it like, well, they don't really understand me. Ridicule the authority of the parents. Listen, modern music today, whether it's hip-hop, rap, whatever it may be, listen, there are often lyrics that are talking about how that, listen, you need to break away from authority. You need to break away and be your own person, and you need to break away and you need to make your own way, and you need to throw off the chains of authority and of the parents looking over and celebrate you rejecting your parental authority and you just following your heart because they don't understand what you're doing. Listen, that is the popular world. That's the stuff that's out there that is feeding and trying to influence young people today. You look on social media, whether it's YouTube or TikTok or whatever it may be, and there's those that are mocking and trying to show, listen, what you need to do is just follow yourself. Do what makes you happy. Do what gives you joy and pleasure. Who cares about those that are listening to what your parents are saying or what authority is saying? Don't listen to that. Just do your thing and be you. Be the individual. But again, go back to verse number 11. This is what God says. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Listen, regardless, this is what we got to know. Regardless of what culture says, regardless of what sitcoms say, regardless of what the social media or the popular music or the popular idea out in this world today, listen, God still is dishonored when parents are dishonored. He is. You say, well, where? Just turn back a couple pages. I mean, you'll see it all through Proverbs. Go to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs 20:20 says this, "Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness." Well, preacher, that's just like Old Testament stuff. That's just harsh. God doesn't see things that way. God's just all understanding and loving and wants people to be themselves today. Okay, well, what did Jesus say in Matthew 15? "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth her father and mother, let him die the death." That's what Jesus said. Those are his words. He says, listen, God still cares about authority. God is still a God of order. Despite what popular culture says, despite what our world tries to portray, listen, disrespect to parents, listen, is a symptom of rebellion against God. It is. It's a symptom of rebellion against God. Listen, this is what's pulling the filter off of our hearts and lives. Because a lot of times we think this, hey, I can be good with God, but I can hate and I can be at odds with the authority that God's put in my life. It doesn't work that way. No, God says that He expects His people to honor and respect the authority and the positions that He has put in His life. Look again what it says. There is a generation. This word generation is interesting because we think of generation sometimes as a time frame, as a time span. You know, here's this generation and, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever it may be. And that's how it can be used, but it can also be used to describe a segment of people and a type of people or a mindset of people. You know, you hear today they talk about the, you know, Generation X or Generation Y or the millennials and all this kind of stuff. Listen, that's talking about a period of time, but it's often associated with mindsets as well. And in the Bible, here's what we find. When it's using this generation, it's saying this, there's a mindset that's out there in the world. There's a group of people that have this mindset, and here's the reality, they think there's no problem with it. That's what it's portraying. There's a generation that thinks it's okay to behave this way. There's a segment of people that think there's no problem with this. Well, what is it saying in this? This is talking about the heart, the mindset of the heart, the attitude of the heart. It says this, here's what this generation does. They curse their father and doth not bless their mother. And they think nothing wrong with it. They think it's okay. See, curse does not just mean in our mind, we talk of cursing as like cussing and foul language, those types of things. It can include that, but really it's just a speaking against or despising or treating with a contempt or an anger. It says this, there's a generation that curses their father. Listen, in biblical times, God took serious the cursing of a father. You'll see in the book of Leviticus, in the book of Exodus, you'll see this, that because of people cursing their authorities, God says that the punishment is stoning. Think of this, every young person, when you ever disrespected or cursed a parent. He says the punishment for that is stoning. You say, man, that's harsh. You know what that helps us to see? How serious God takes it. That here's what we got to get out of our mind. That a lot of times people think this, well, that's the God of the Old Testament, and he's different. The God of the New Testament is different. No, listen, the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, forever. And what he hated back then, he hates today. Now, thankfully, because of Christ, we are under a new agreement, a new testament, a new covenant, that now that sin isn't dealt with stoning. Now that sin was dealt with at the cross, and it's dealt with repentance and forgiveness, which we should all say, praise God and thank you for. But God's attitude towards that has not changed. God treats it serious. Why? Because it is a direct rebellion against God. Why? Because God gave those parents and those children, God's the responsible for putting those together. And he says this, when there is disrespect, that it's an offense against God. This isn't about just words spoken in anger, can be that. But listen, it's more of a heart that rejects authority. A heart that says, I'm going to resent any guidance, any direction, any input that my parents put into my life. I don't want anything to do with it. But then he goes on to say this in verse number 11. There's a generation that curseth their father, that they're outwardly rebellious. They're outwardly against. They're outwardly cursing. He says there's a generation that does that and think it's okay. But there's also a generation that doesn't bless their mother, and they think it's okay. Instead of cursing, obviously the appropriate response would be blessing, but it says this, they curse their father, they don't bless their mother. Not only are they actively doing something that's wrong, but they are neglecting to do what is right. They're neglecting to show honor. And listen, we can flip those around too. It's not like it's just one thing that happens to the man, to the dad, and one thing that happens to the mom. No, it's using these as a poetic example to say this. Listen, there are people that and young people, and there's a generation, a world out there that thinks it's okay to curse their father and to curse their parents, and that it's okay not to show respect towards them and to honor them in the right way. And he says that God notices those things. The idea of bless in the Bible is to speak well of, to speak favorably of. When we say, bless the Lord, what are we saying? I'm going to speak well of God. I'm going to talk well of God. I'm going to speak highly of him. And he says, there's a generation that doesn't do that. What is the opposite of that? An ungrateful entitlement mindset is the opposite of that. That when not only when we speak evil against that authority that God's put in our life, but when we fail to be thankful and grateful and appreciative, and we have an entitlement mindset, he says that's also wrong. It's kind of like this. Well, that's their job. They're supposed to do that. They're supposed to pay the bills. They're supposed to feed me food. They're supposed to do the laundry. They're supposed to do this. That's the mindset that he says, no. That's an ungrateful, unappreciative attitude, and God says he sees that. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for that very action. To say, listen, you're not honoring, you're showing a discontent, a disdain for them. Listen, here's what we got to remember. I think what this verse number 11 is helping us to see is that it honors God when we honor our parents. And listen, this is not something that is limited to just little kids. Doesn't matter your stage of life, doesn't matter your age, that there is always in place, and there still is in place, that expectation for God, from God, for us to honor those parents. You realize in the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and thy mother. That was given, God gave that to adults. He didn't give that to the kids. He gave that to the adults. He's saying, listen, honor your father and your mother. Because listen, there's the mindset that, hey, I can reach a level, I can reach an age in my life where I am released from that responsibility. Maybe in the world's eyes, but not according to God. Not in God's eyes. There's always that expectation. Okay, so kids, we're going to talk to you for a minute. What do I do? How do I do that? How do I honor God? Listen, it's not that complicated. Number one is this, obey them. Simple. Obedience. Listen, disobedience doesn't honor. Obedience honors. A child honors a parent by living in obedience. Listen, living with obedience with a willing heart and attitude. Listen, you can obey, but you can obey in the wrong spirit, in the wrong attitude. That's not honoring. Playing a video game, mom or dad says, hey, take the trash out, and you throw the controller down and get mad and storm out and take the trash out. You may have technically done what you're supposed to do, but you didn't honor them. No, God expects obedience with the right heart. obedience with the right spirit. Also this, speak respectfully to them. Listen, there's a problem in our society when it's acceptable for young people to speak disrespectfully towards their parents. Listen, that's a disgrace. That's dishonoring to God. Thank them. Avoid, you know, the talkback culture, the mocking, the jesting. Listen, that is not honoring to the parents, and that is not honoring to God. Be grateful for things. Listen, gratitude is a lost art in our society. And listen, we have to learn to be grateful. We have to remind ourselves to be grateful. Listen, in America, God has given us so much. God has given us so many blessings. And listen, we need to remember to be grateful and thankful. Listen to their wisdom. Listen to them. Seek their input in their life. Seek guidance. Seek their value. Listen, instead of just automatically dismissing their words, listen, they may have experienced a little more than you have, young people. They may have seen a few more things. You say, well, they've made their mistakes too. Yeah, well, we all have. But sometimes they've learned from those mistakes. Young adults, if I can encourage you in this, welcome the input of your parents in your life, young adults. Welcome that. Proverbs 11 says, where there is no counsel, the people fail, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Listen, even as a young adult, seek your parents' input in your life. Listen, obviously, you're going to stand. God's given you the opportunity to be a young adult, and you have your own obligations before God. But listen, it honors them, and it shows that you care for them when you seek their input in your life. Again, it may be a different direction, or it may not even be a direction or advice that you feel that the Lord wants you to follow. You're going to have to answer to God before that. But listen, at least show them that you want them to be a part of your life, that you want them to be involved in your life. You know, sometimes there's even times a day that I'll call my dad and I'll say, hey, look at this. Here's what's going on. What do you think about this? And it's not because I'm really seeking his advice, his direction. I know what God wants and I know what we're going to do. But listen, I want him to be a part of my life. I want him to know that I care about what's going on, that I care that he knows what's going on in our life. Listen, also do this, young adults. Live in a way that brings them joy. Live in a way. Proverbs 15:20 says, a wise son maketh a glad father. A wise son. Listen, living a godly, responsible life, mature life, listen, it's one of the greatest way to honor your parents. To live a life that's honoring to God, to live a life that cares about the direction of your going, that you're going, listen, that is an honor to parents. And young adults also, here's an important one. Be patient with their shortcomings. Here's the reality. No parent's perfect. And young adult, God blesses you with the opportunity for you to have children, guess what? You're not going to be perfect either. But here's what we have to do. Be patient. Be understanding. Ephesians says, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Listen, that's a general principle. With anybody, have forbearance. Extend to grace. And listen, don't. And we'll talk about that here in just a minute, but don't try to blame your poor decisions on their action. Listen, we make our own choices in life, and we have that opportunity. And lastly, it doesn't matter your age, whether you're a young person, a kid, whether you're a young adult, but listen, even as adults, care for your aging parents. Care for them. Honor thy father and thy mother. Remember in Exodus with the Ten Commandments, that was given to adults about their parents. See, there was the idea that old people really didn't serve much of a purpose anymore. And so really what would happen is a lot of old people, and they would be neglected as they got older. But God says, no, as my people, I want you to be different than the world out there. And I want you to honor them and care for them and make sure they're taken care of. I don't want you to neglect the elderly and neglect their parents when they get older. No, honor them. Care for them in their old age. Spend time with them when you can. Protect their reputation. Listen, avoid speaking negatively about your parents, even in old age. Listen, I've seen that done before where it's like a person gets older and their parents get older and they think it's free game and we can just talk bad about our parents and the mistakes that they made and all the bad things that they did. And no, listen, protect their reputation. Protect their honor. Honor their legacy. Live in a way that reflects your care. Listen, I am so thankful that even in our church, that there are examples and testimonies of that. Either people that have or are. Listen, they're caring for their aging parents, or they're making sure they're taken care of. They reach out to them. Listen, those are good examples to see and for other people to see. Why? Because that is what God expects. That's how God has designed it. But listen, there's one other issue that we're going to dive into here just for a minute. There's also those times where there are those that are living in difficult situations with their parents. Maybe it's an unbelieving parent, or there's difficult situations. Listen, the expectation to honor is still there. What about my unbelieving parents? What if they're asking me to do something that is sinful? Listen, here's what we have to remember, that it doesn't matter what it is, abuse on any level is unacceptable. Right? This is not a command that says that God expects people to deal with abusive situations without getting it taken care of or without seeking help. No, that's not what it's talking about. But if we're honest about it, I know a lot of people fall back on that, but most of the time that's not the issue. Most of the time that's not the problem. Most of the time there's not an abusive situation. Listen, God doesn't expect a children, a wife, a parent, a young person, doesn't expect them to endure an abusive situation. No, listen, there is help, there's avenues. But here's what we got to remember. God and His honor should be our number one priority. That should be our number one priority. And here's what we got to remember. If there is an abusive situation, listen, seek godly counsel. Listen, I can give a blanket statement, but listen, there's so many variables out there in this world today. But here's what we have to remember. Oftentimes, immaturity says this. Well, it's either endure the abuse or respond in disrespect. But listen, God has given us the freedom and the liberty and the grace that most of the time it's not an either or decision. That there's a way that there can be honor and yet still deal with the situation and still honor God and still honor the parents, but yet doing what's right. Listen, doing what's right is always going to honor God. Doing what's right is always going to honor the parent, even if there are consequences involved. Listen, I have seen unsaved parents be convicted and brought to Christ because a young person made up their mind, I'm still going to honor. I'm going to honor God. I'm going to seek to honor God. And I'm going to seek to honor God by honoring them, even though they don't deserve it. Here's what we got to go back to. Remember this, that Christ loved us when we didn't deserve it. Listen, we don't love people because they deserve it. We love people because God loves us and Christ loved us. Pray for them. If you have a difficult situation in home and with your family, pray for them. Listen, because God and the Holy Spirit can do His work way better than we can. Pray for them. Ask God to save them. Ask God to bring them into contact. Listen, here's what I want us to think about. Just as a filter can change how you look, put a mask on, that makes us kind of appear one way when we're not. This one matter, and there's three more that are listed here, this one matter really says a lot, not about our parents, if we dishonor them. It says less about them and more about us. More about our trust in God and our desire to honor God. Because here's what we find in this text. God is honored when we honor those authorities that He's put in our life. He's honored by that. His word reveals the truth. And when we have problems, listen, it's not to be ignored or to think everything's okay. No, it's to address the problems and deal with the problems. So what we need to do is take the filter off of our own thinking and to think, yeah, I can be right with God and wrong with these people that He's put in my life. I can be right with God and have a hatred or have a bitterness in my heart. I can pretend all I can. But the issue is this, God's word has a way of pulling the filter off and saying, listen, here's what God expects. It's not okay that there's a generation that curseth his father and doth not bless their mother. God says that's not how He designed it. That's not how He intended it. Here's what we have to think. If that's the part of the generation that I am in, then God is saying this, there's something wrong. There's something that needs the attention and the changing of the Holy Spirit. And listen, it may be in your heart. You know what the answer to that is? Jesus Christ. It may be in the heart of your parent if you have a difficult situation. You know the answer to that? Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that even in these difficult situations, these things that God will judge, I love this. Because the one that will judge these things is also the one that can forgive these things, can help us. He's given us the resources to help. So here's what we do. Go back to verse number 11. There's a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. See, our attitude towards our parents is a direct reflection of our attitude towards God. When we honor our parents, we honor God, and it aligns ourselves with His will. So this isn't an option. This isn't to say, if you feel like it, if you can. No, He says, honor. Because if you do that, you'll honor Him. You will honor God. And it'll help your relationship with God. Listen, society has normalized and even celebrated the disrespect of parents. And you know what it does? It leads to a generation that just doesn't reject their parents' authority, but it rejects God's authority in their life. And listen, it brings to shame and reproach. But listen, honoring God, listen, can put back together even bad relationships that have been messed up. And listen, that is an honor to God.